Title: Rebuild Jungle FX Chain for 90s Inspired Darkness in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build a classic 90s inspired dark jungle drum sound in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices. The vibe we're chasing is gritty, compressed, roomy, slightly distorted breakbeats. Think warehouse air, tapish crunch, and that shadowy metalhead zero tone, but with a clean, modern workflow you can reuse on any break. By the end, you'll have a dark jungle drum chain on your break, plus two return tracks that act like a little mixer desk, one for reverb space, and one for parallel smash. This is a huge part of getting that old school energy without destroying your groove. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo somewhere in the classic jungle zone, 165 to 172 BPM. Don't overthink it. Pick 170 if you want a default. Now create one audio track and name it Break. Then create two return tracks. Name one REV, and name the other Paracomp. Drag a breakbeat loop onto Break. Amen. Think Hot Pants, anything like that works. Now, warp mode matters more than beginners think. If you're using a full loop and it's doing weird, facey stuff, try switching warp to beats mode and make sure it's preserving transients nicely. If you're only changing tempo a little bit and you want that sampled off final feel, try repitch. Complex Pro can work, but for breaks it can sometimes smear the attack. So trust your ears here. Before we touch any effects, gain staging. Click the clip and pull the clip gain down so your track is peaking around -12 to -6 dB. This is not boring admin stuff. This is how you get 90s without harshness and mod, because saturator and compressors behave way better when you're not slamming them. Also, a super quick pro move, put a utility at the very end temporarily and hit mono. Just as a check, if your hats vanish or the snare suddenly gets thin, that's usually warp artifacts, chorus that's too wide, or reverb doing facey things. Fix that early. Then you can turn mono off again. Cool. Now the chain. Step 1 is basic break cleanup with EQ8. On the break track, at EQ8, put a high pass filter on it, 24 dB slope, around 30 to 40 Hz. You're not trying to make it thin. You're just removing useless rumble that steals headroom and makes compression react weird. Next, make a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz, like -2 to -4 dB. That's the boxy zone where breaks can get cloudy fast, especially once you compress. Then, optional, a gentle presence boost around 3 to 6 kHz, maybe +1 to +3 dB, just to help hats and snare cracks speak. Keep it subtle. Jungle breaks often sound best imperfect, but controlled. And here's a teacher tip. If one frequency is poking out and making your compressor pump in an ugly way, notch it slightly before compression. Common culprits are around 180 to 250 Hz, or sometimes 3 to 5 kHz. Tiny moves. You're just coming the poke point. Step 2 is transient shaping with drum bus. Add drum bus after EQ8. This device is perfect for jungle because it can give you attack and grit without turning your break into a modern, super clean drum bus. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch around 10 to 25%. Keep boom off or very low. Boom can get modern fast, and in jungle the real low end is often handled by a separate bass or sub, not the break itself. Use damp around 10 to 30% to tame fizzy highs. Then push transients up, something like +5 to +20. You want more attack so the snare feels sharper and the ghost notes speak. Then level match. Always do this. Toggle the device on and off and make sure it's not just louder equals better. If it is louder, lower the output until the before and after feel the same volume. You'll make better decisions instantly. Step 3 is 90s style grit with saturator. Add saturator after drum bus. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Turn on soft clip. Set drive around +2 to +6 dB. Then pull the output down to match level again. If you want extra darkness, turn color on and set the bass around 200 to 400 Hz. That can emphasize the murky, weighty part of the break in a really musical way. Important mindset. If your break starts sounding crispy modern, don't keep driving saturation harder. Back off the drive and let compression and parallel processing do more of the heavy lifting. Step 4 is glue compression. Add glue compressor next. Set attack to around 10 milliseconds. That lets the initial crack through before the compressor grabs. Release can be auto or about 0.3 seconds. Ratio start at 2 to 1. Then bring the threshold down until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Turn soft clip on in the glue compressor. It's honestly one of the most jungle-friendly switches in Ableton. It helps you get that smack without needing to slam a limiter. Listen carefully here. The goal is togetherness. The groove tightens, but the snare doesn't turn into cardboard. Now, the big secret weapon. Parallel compression, the classic smash channel. Instead of crushing your main break, we're going to crush a copy on a return and blend it in. Go to your Paracomp return track. Add a compressor or a glue compressor. I'll describe it with a regular compressor, but either works. Set ratio to something heavy, like 6 to 1 up to 10 to 1. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you're getting serious gain reduction, like 8 to 15 dB. Yes, that's a lot. It's supposed to sound kind of rude on its own. After that compressor, add EQ8. High pass at around 80 to 120 Hz so this smash channel doesn't drag low-end mud into your mix. Optionally, add a small boost around 1 to 3 kHz for more snare crack. Even cleaner variation, if the low-end is still pumping weird, put EQ8 before the compressor instead, and make it a band pass. High pass around 120 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Now the smash channel is mostly mid-range density, which is exactly where the break lives. Now blend it in from the break track by turning up the send to paracomp. Start around minus 18 dB and creep up toward minus 10 dB if you want it heavier. You should feel more density and aggression, but the dry track should still provide the clean transients. If you ever feel like your snare lost its punch, it usually means the parallel is too loud or your main compressor attack is too fast. Back up, rebalance, and you'll get the snap back. Next. Dark room reverb. This is where the warehouse happens, but we're keeping it tight and controlled. On the REV return, add hybrid reverb. Choose an algorithmic room or chamber vibe. Set decay between 0.4 and 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't immediately smear the hit. Choose a small to medium size. Now the key jungle move. Filter the reverb return. Low cut around 250 to 500 Hz. High cut around 4 to 7 kHz. This is how you get darkness without washing out the break. After hybrid reverb, add saturator. Drive plus 2 to plus 5 dB. Soft clip on. This is one of those classic tricks. Distort the reverb, not the dry break. Distorted tails create that gritty shadow without ruining clarity. Now send the break to REV lightly. Start around minus 24 dB, and maybe up to minus 14 dB if you want more room. But keep it subtle. Jungle darkness is more like air behind the drums than a big shiny hall. Optional movement. Add chorus ensemble very lightly on the reverb return, not on the dry break. Amount around 5 to 12%, rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz, width around 70 to 120%. If you can clearly hear chorus as an effect, it's too much. You want just a hint of unstable, resampled life. Now final control on the break track. At the end of your chain on break, add a limiter. Set the ceiling to minus 0.8 dB. Do not slam it. It's just a safety net for occasional spikes. Then add utility after the limiter. If your break got too wide, pull width down to 80 to 100%. And if you have bass mono options available, you can try monoing the low end around 120 Hz. That keeps the punch centered and helps the break sit with your bass later. Now let's make it feel like jungle, not just a loop. Here's a simple 32-bar sketch you can copy every time. Bars 1 through 9. Intro. Keep the break a bit filtered, and keep reverb and parallel sends low. Bars 9 through 17. First drop. Full break, and bring up the parallel comp send a bit for density. Bars 17 through 25. Variation. For one bar, mute hats, or do a tiny cut so the groove breathes. Add a reverb throw. Bars 25 through 33. Second drop or headier section. Slightly more drive, and a touch more parallel comp. Now the classic 90s automation moves. 1. An EQ8 band pass sweep for one bar before the drop. Automate from a narrowish band pass around 300 Hz toward full range, then snap it open on the drop. It creates that telephoter full spectrum contrast without needing volume changes. 2. Reverb throw on a snare hit. Don't drown the whole loop. Automate the REV send up only on the last snare of a phrase, then pull it right back. Instant jungle punctuation. 3. Parallel comp pump. Increase the para comp send by about 2 to 4 dB in the heavier section, then bring it back for the next phrase. It feels like a mixer move. Quick common mistakes, so you can self-correct fast. If the break is washed out, it's almost always too much reverb, or the reverb isn't filtered. Keep decay under a second and use those low and high cuts. If it's harsh or flat, you're probably hitting devices too hot. Pull the clip gain down and level match each device. If transients disappear, slow your compressor attack and use parallel smash instead of crushing the main. If the break has too much low end, high pass around 30 to 40 HC and let your base own the real sub. If it sounds facey, revisit warp mode and do that mono check again, especially if you added modulation on returns. Now, a quick 15-minute practice so this actually sticks. Load a break and build the chain exactly like we did. Make 2 8-bar sections. Section A is dry-ish, low reverb send, lower parallel. Section B is heavy, higher parallel, slightly more drive, and one reverb throw. Automate the paracomp send up by about 3 dB in section B. Automate the REV send up only on the last snare of bar 8. Then export a quick bounce and compare A versus B. The win condition is that B feels heavier and darker without getting louder or turning to soup. And one last pro jungle move if you want to level up after this. Resample your processed break. Record 8 or 16 bars of it to a new audio track. Then chop it up and rearrange hits. That's a huge part of the authentic jungle workflow. That effects chain becomes part of the sample. Alright, you've got a reusable dark jungle FX chain, EQ cleanup, drum bus punch, saturator grit, glue for togetherness, parallel compression for density, tight filtered reverb for warehouse space, optional subtle movement, and limiter and utility to keep it controlled. If you tell me which break you're using and what BPM you picked, I can suggest a slightly tuned version of the settings so it fits your specific loop even better.